This is a question for patient Tanveer Nazir. He like Tom, A-N-V-E-E-R, N-A-Z-I-R. Date of birth is 5/22/1975. Date of accident is 7/23/2023. Date of service 4/18/2024. Mr. Tanveer Nazir is here. He was allegedly a victim of an automobile accident where he was T-bone and also frontal driver side area, leading to headaches, mild dizziness, and pain syndrome affecting the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder with decreased movements and some pain in the left chest with decrease with the shortness of breath and painful breathing. Also numbness of tingling of the fifth left finger was reported. He also reported shooting pain to the left arm and both the legs posteriorly. The patient reported that his neck is stiff and most of the pain remains on the left side. He reports that the pain in the right shoulder is around 6 and he is able to lift his right shoulder to 180 degrees of forward flexion and abduction. And he has minimal pain in the left chest and with no shortness of breath, no pain while breathing. He reports that he is seeing an eye doctor for his vision issues, and his right shoulder is now 80% better, and left shoulder has no pain. For neurologist, he is seeing Dr. Holzman, H-O-L-Z-M-A-N, and various testing have been done for his neurological. The records have not been sent to us, and he is placed on Depakote at this time for his pain control, headache control. He's also seen Dr. White, who is a neuropsychologist, who has done an evaluation, and now he's doing therapy. Physical therapy is also undergoing. He does report weakness, motor weakness, mostly the left side, on the upper and the lower extremity. Some pain in the both upper arms is reported. Some pain in the both knees is reported. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, several blocks without pain. His pain is 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the ADLs are reported affected is 7. Overall, the patient reports 80% improvement in his symptoms. Kindly review the charts for the ADLs for system review. As well as additional history, compliance, and substance abuse. In the clinical examination, blood pressure is 150 over 90, pulse is 71, and the rest of the exam is similar to the previous visit of 3/21/2024, dictation number 0326-032. So the patient has the same diagnosis. The plan is, after reviewing the maps and the current labs, the patient is found to be in compliance, and he has been advised to continue physical therapy 2 times per week for neck and the lower back, left shoulder, knees, and hips, extraction, massage. He's released to a light duty job at his request for 4 hours for 5 days, 5-pound limit. The patient will continue seeing the neurologist, neuropsych. He already has a medication for naproxen, Flexeril, Zoloft, and Lidocaine that are helping him. He's been provided with the medication for pain. On the previous visit, he doesn't want any more. The MRIs for the patient were reviewed with him. He was advised that he has a herniated disc at L5-S1. without any mass effect, along with the facet joint arthritis. In the cervical spine, he has this C3, C4, and C6-7 disc protrusions. The right shoulder has a anterior superior labral tear and subcoracoid bursitis, glenohumeral joint effusion, for which patient has been advised injections to the cervical spine as well as to left shoulder and the right shoulder. In the left shoulder, patient has a posterior superior labral tear and traces of glenohumeral joint effusion. In the left knee, patient has issues of the medial meniscus injury and patellar tendinosis. The MRI of the brain was reviewed, which was done without neurocont study and was found to be normal. Thank you. It will be seen in 30 days' time. It will be scheduled for his injections. Thank you.